So Canada's Ivan Babakov had a solid day today in Kusumo in the men's 10K Classic. He was 21st, and Ivan's coming off one of his best seasons ever. We're going to catch up with him here in Kusumo and see how his race went and how he's feeling. Team had a bit of a lackluster start in the sprint, but looks like they're starting to come back to the way we know them to be. Hey, good morning, Ivan. Is that you?
Yeah, good morning. It's afternoon here, but I guess good morning for you.
Absolutely. It's true. It is afternoon there. So so great to spend time with you and, chat a little bit about the season start. A little slow in the sprint, but things starting to pick up a bit today. And talk a little bit about today's race and how things are going.
What do you mean it was a bit too slow in the sprint? That was one of my best sprints ever, especially the classic sprint. You know I don't sprint.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, and the race turned out well. Yeah, I had a good race, and I had a good... I lapped with one of the... Well, when I started, there was a Russian guy that was going through the lapping, going to the second lap. So I caught him, and it gave me kind of idea. And I heard... Like on this place, he was going well. So, and yeah, gave me idea of like tempo and pace and stuff. So that helped me a lot for sure for today. But yeah, it feels good to be in to get some points in the first race of the year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. How are the conditions today and in Kusumo?
Pretty good. Yesterday actually was really cold, but the track was like hard. Really hard rock, like, yeah, solid, so it was good. But today it was snowing right before the race, kind of really drizzling kind of snow. But at least it got warmer. It got to, like, -8, -7, and, yeah. And it was a bit softer from yesterday because of the snow in the morning, but it still was pretty really good conditions, yeah.
So how was the feeling in Kusumo at the season start? I mean, it's an Olympic year. Is it a little bit more, excitement or pressure or just whatever? What's the feeling like in Kusumo?
Well, for Kusumo, we didn't really have any, like, didn't have a, coming here, we didn't have much expectations for this races. As when, like, you know, season is long, so we kind of wanted to pace it a bit for the February. And we had a good camp before, in Davos before coming here, so we didn't do much speed work or anything, just to getting some volume and some good skiing. So, but it feels good that, like, Alex was close yesterday to qualify, and I got points today, and yeah, I think it's looking good. Like, we're all coming around, I think, slowly, but that's fine. We're not really, nobody's like upset or anything. It's just the first race, like a warm-up race.
Yeah, that's what Justin said yesterday. Spoke with him, and your strategy was to come in a little bit easier and conserve. And there was, I guess, a feeling last year maybe there was a bit too much at the beginning, and there was some after effects. So nice to see you guys in the mix again. And tell us a little bit about your training, because I know that I feel like when we worked with some of your blogs, you were saying the training went very well. Did you feel everything came together the way you were expecting?
Well, you can expect like 100% going like everything perfect in the training camps or summer, you know, like coming to the season. But I would say it was pretty successful. Like I got sick a couple of times in the summer, and that kind of knocked me out a bit out of the kind of, I don't know, pace of like, or like, you know, tempo of summer. But I would say it was one of the best summers, and we had like, I had some good camps with Alex and Devin and Lenny. So yeah, I was coming in pretty, yeah, like in the fall I was getting stronger and stronger, and yeah, I think it was, I was pretty satisfied, and Justin was satisfied with my work in summer.
Well, you had a spectacular year, yes, last year, and I'm sure you were you're happy with the way things went, and I guess you're hoping to repeat, of course, again this year. Is there anything besides the Olympics that you're focusing on?
Well, like, I mean, we have so many World Cup races every weekend, so that's still kind of, well, it's a smaller goal than the Olympics for sure, but still, like, the way I see it, I'm just trying to go from weekend to weekend and maintain the kind of shape not get too excited on the, like, before the Olympics, you know. But Tour de Ski, of course, that's one of my favorite events. So
sure.
And Yeah, so like usually I just get a good tune up there to the, because there's so many races in such a short period, so you have lots of chances to kind of to feel that, to get that feeling of racing fast. So and then February, of course, that's the biggest goal for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was some pretty exciting news in the Babakov household, I guess, about 3-4 months ago. I remember publishing something. We had a nice little photo of some feet. And tell us a little bit about the excitement. You have a son now, a new son, correct?
Oh, dude, you're like 1.5 year old, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So I'm way behind. Okay.
Yeah, you're way behind, that's for sure. But I know it's fine. Like, for other people, like, you know how it feels. Like, other people's kids, they grow so fast. Like, but for you, your own kids grow pretty slow because you see him every day. But that's fine. Yeah, he's 1.5 now, and he's running around and yelling and screaming, trying to talk. So that's pretty exciting. And they're actually coming for Christmas to visit me right before the tour, which is, I'm pretty excited because I won't be able to go home until after Olympics, so that's pretty tough for all of us. But yeah, and like I said, it's pretty exciting time. He's growing up, and so it's so good to see him like every time. Thank God there's a Skype, you know,
so I
can see him every day and see him smile and see him kind of recognize me on the screen and trying to touch the screen, you know. So that's good.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that Skype, you know, with that visual, it's great. You know, you can almost be in the same room type of thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel, great.
Yeah. Danny, we call him Danny.
Okay, well, we'll call him Danny too when the opportunity comes. Well, great, Ivan. Great to spend time with you, and you know, we hope the team does very well. We're excited to see you know, you guys on snow, and
awesome. Yep.
We wish you all the best.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care. We'll talk soon. No worries.